Earlier this month, a Four Corners investigation revealed how the Australian Taxation Office has been conducting alleged unethical activities by asking small businesses and individuals to refund money the government awarded from research and development grants. After receiving grants, tax incentives or tax offsets, small businesses and individuals began receiving correspondence from the ATO stating that they have failed to satisfy their criteria to receive them. Shadow Assistant Treasurer Dr. Andrew Lay explained how this issue began.
Well, certainly the tax office needs to make sure that everybody pays what they owe, but that people are ensured natural justice, that when the ATO makes a mistake, as is inevitably going to occur with an organisation that handles millions of tax returns every year, that it owns up to that mistake and makes appropriate amends. Big challenge for the ATO, I think, Kevin, is just the huge job cuts that have been imposed on it under the Abbott and Turnbull government. We've seen the literal decimation of the public service. 1 in 10 public servants have lost their jobs. And in the tax office, more than 4,000 people have lost their jobs. That makes it tough for the organisation to look after Australians as they expect.
Dr. Lay says these job cuts have caused an increased pressure on the existing ATO workers.
Well, as I understand it from the reports, which is really all I'm going off in this instance, it seems to be an overzealous approach by the tax office. But also, you can very clearly see from this tax officers who are being placed under enormous pressure. And that's exactly what you'd expect when you've had so many firings, when so many tax officers have lost their jobs. Those remaining are ultimately going to be scrambling. It just doesn't make sense if we want to make sure that multinationals pay their fair share, that Australian tax avoidance is cracked down on, and that's done in an appropriate ethical way. It doesn't make sense to be ripping jobs out of the tax office. It really doesn't.
As a result, this smaller workforce has begun making mistakes, says Professor Robert Deutsch, Senior Tax Counsel of the Tax Institute.
Well, they certainly have a lot of power, and I think that they need to exercise that power very carefully. And I think they genuinely try to do that, but there are obviously, as a result of what we've seen in the Four Corners program and in the reports in the newspapers, there are obviously mistakes being made, and one can almost understand that mistakes would be made because it's a large organisation with a lot of investigations to conduct of taxpayers' affairs. So one can imagine why mistakes are made, but I don't think it's good enough to say, well, mistakes will always happen. We do need to have some sort of process in place to deal with those mistakes, to ensure that they don't get repeated, and to ensure that the people who are materially affected by those mistakes are properly compensated for any losses which they may incur.
So how do these mistakes affect the small businesses and individuals who have been targeted by the ATO? Professor Deutsch has more.
Well, they affect them in many ways, and perhaps we can talk about a specific example. I read in some detail the example regarding the research and development grant. That was a situation where clearly somebody was being denied the benefit of a research and development grant on an ongoing basis in circumstances where I think the tax office has now acknowledged that that approach that they were taking in denying the benefit of the research and development offset was incorrect. So that can happen, and I suppose it happens because tax office is made up of a lot of individuals. Some are a bit more zealous in their pursuit of their obligations and sometimes overlook important steps that need to be taken to ensure that taxpayers aren't prejudicially affected. And it seems that in that particular case, a taxpayer was very detrimentally affected by an incorrect view of the way in which the law should be applied. And he obviously, or the company that he represented, obviously suffered a material loss as a result of that behaviour.
So what legal recourses do the affected people have? Navid King is a lawyer with King Lawyers and helps others solve any issues they have with the ATO. He says following all instructions put in place by the organisation is the best way to go and will prevent any possibilities of the ATO taking your money by force.
In reality, they do have very strong powers, but they're always, in my experience, both working in the ATO, against the ATO for taxpayers, it's always a last resort. Garnish you notices, debt recovery, judgments, bankruptcy, they obviously all have a very devastating effect on all taxpayers, including small business. So the ATO is very careful, and I find that in most cases they're very reasonable. Again, if you engage with them early to avoid the problems initially, and when the debt comes up, whether you've gone through an audit or an objection process, you need to engage with the ATO straight away. There are clear deadlines. If you have any financial difficulties, contact the ATO before the deadline so you can address it, deal with a payment arrangement.
Professor Deutsch agrees, but says some people will still be unable to resolve their issues by following the ATO's instructions.
The recourse for larger taxpayers is really a facilitation within the ATO, and that seems to be happening on a fairly regular basis, and it seems to be functioning fairly well. The problem is that when we are dealing with smaller taxpayers, so taxpayers who have claims that are in the lower order of numbers, as in dollar numbers, the ability to get redress where there has been perhaps what I would call overzealous behaviour by the tax office is pretty limited. They can obviously take action before a tribunal or before a court once there is a decision by the tax office and that decision can be reviewed or examined by a tribunal or a court. But until that happens, and that can be a fairly lengthy process, there's not a lot that a small taxpayer can do to get redress, to get his or its complaints addressed. I think what we are leaning towards is some sort of external review of tax office decision making where there are allegations of what we refer to as poor administration.
As a result of the issues caused by the ATO's mistakes, the possibility of an independent body has been brought up. Shadow Assistant Treasurer Andrew Lay has more.
Well, Bill Shorten called for an independent inquiry, and we were pleased to see a few hours later the government fall into line and put in place that inquiry. It needs to go to whether or not there's systematic issues here or whether it's just inadvertent mistakes. It should also go to the way in which the tax office handles complaints against it.
He has also outlined what he hopes this independent inquiry will achieve.
The independent inquiry will look at some of those issues and hopefully it'll come back with some systematic recommendations. We're hopeful that much as the Banking Royal Commission is looking at the systematic issues as well as the individual wrongdoing, that this inquiry will do the same thing. The vast majority of tax office staff are honest, ethical, hard-working. And in fact, they're working harder than ever before as a result of the job cuts. They shouldn't be blamed for a situation that is the invariable result of public service job cuts. And it's occurred at the same time as we've seen wait times blow out for Centrelink. We've seen the failure of the Bureau of Statistics website on census night. We've seen the tax office website going down repeatedly. All of these things happen when you have these ideologically driven cuts to the public service that have characterised the Abbott and Turnbull governments.
Dr. Deutsch says an independent body should be formed to handle disputes between the taxpayer and the ATO.
We would be arguing for an external review. I don't think it would really be good enough at this stage to have an internal review process within the ATO, because I think the public are seeing so many of these cases coming up that we need to have something that is seen to be independent of the ATO as a review mechanism. And that's why I don't think that it's going to wash with the public to have an internal review process within the ATO.
Several ideas have been suggested to prevent this issue from happening again. Dr. Lay says his party will fight for increased funding.
We went to the last election with a proposal to increase the funding in the tax office. We believe that that's an absolutely appropriate measure in order to make sure they have the tools they need to do their job. You just can't keep on expecting the tax office to fight tax avoidance with one hand tied behind its back.
He also says the ATO is currently working at a reduced capacity, as evidenced by the decisions made by the current coalition government.
Well, Labor believes it's important to give the tax office the resources it needs to crack down on wrongdoers. We've opposed the government's public service cuts, and we think that's at the heart here. They'll look to blame the public servants, as they always do. But the buck really needs to stop with the minister who allowed the savage job cuts that have seen these problems arise.
Professor Deutsch says changes need to be made internally as well, so issues raised by taxpayers are treated appropriately.
Well, I think they could be improved. I think there needs to be a more systemic approach to complaints about poor administration. And for as an interim measure, that could be handled internally by the ATO by ensuring that where there are complaints of poor administration, no matter what the level of financial amount is in issue, that should be escalated higher up the chain to ensure that somebody with more authority within the ATO is actually examining the issue and the circumstances of the complaint that the taxpayer has made.